One of the key strategies of those who oppose Christianity is to jam us whenever we speak up about the things of God, to shut us down by creating an environment of deep offence towards what we say. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. After all, they argue, isn't the God you believe in the God of love? And love means acceptance, love means tolerance, love means inclusion, diversity and all that stuff you hear them talk about. But love also means speaking the truth. My parents loved me, and yet they didn't accept my bad behavior, tolerate my bad attitudes, include my rebellion just as well. But still, the world chooses to be offended by the gospel. The question is why? Charles Spurgeon explains, Christ often offends men because his gospel is intolerant of sin. It's the intolerance of Jesus towards sin that makes him such a stumbling block. Luke chapter 24, verses 44 to 49. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you've been clothed with power from on high. Did you catch what Jesus said there? Repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations. There's no forgiveness without repentance. The gospel is indeed intolerant of sin. That's what you and I are called to proclaim. So don't be surprised when people are offended. That's God's word fresh for you today. God gives us, nevertheless, the power to proclaim the gospel of repentance and forgiveness. That's why prayer is so important in laying hold of that power. And the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.